KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Advanced Polymer Sealants and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. What do we do on this show? We help you with your home improvement projects. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a steady listener, welcome as well, because you will know the kinds of stuff that we can tackle. And maybe we've helped you in the past. We'd love to help you again. So let's think about that as we look around the house, as we look around the yard. It is now officially fall, right? I mean, we've hit fall this weekend, I think, is fall. 21st
or 22nd? Yeah.
Well, we're pretty much there. And that means it's the beginning of the second biggest home improvement season of the year. Spring was kind of like, well, it's funny. Spring was really busy, but for different reasons. Spring is always busy, but when COVID hit, people started doing even more home improvements, and we're continuing to see those trends go on now through the fall. So if there's a project that you're thinking about tackling around your house, give us a call. Let's talk about it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Chances are we've heard your question before and we have an answer. And if we don't, we will make one up that is so good that you will think we've always known about it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Am I giving away our secrets? 888-666-3974. I mean, look, after, you know, 20 years as a professional home inspector, 6, 7, 8,000 inspections or whatever the heck number it was that I hit, you, lifetime of experience decorating for homes and decorating for television programs and presently handling the art design requirements for Good Morning America, I think we got a couple of things to share with this audience. So it's up to you. Take a risk. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So coming up on today's program, we're going to talk about one home improvement that constantly delivers the best return on investment, and that is a new kitchen. And you know what? This is the kitchen makeover season. More folks take on kitchens in the fall than any time before. So give us a call if you'd like to talk about that. We're going to have tips on how you can plan a major makeover, get the kitchen that you want, your best kitchen ever, and save money in the process.
And have you ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step or even a porch or sidewalk only to have it open right back up again? We're going to share some easy ways that you can make those repairs and make them last.
And we're going to talk about a kitchen appliance that gets very little attention, and that's your exhaust hood over the stove, that vent hood. It's there for every cooking adventure, but it doesn't get much attention, except when you get a smoky kitchen situation. We're going to tell you what you need to know to keep that vent hood in tip-top shape.
But first, we want to hear what fall projects you are tackling and give you a hand or make up an answer.
Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Anna in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I hope you can, without involving me in too much work.
I have a tall order, but we're up for the challenge.
I have two long slats from a bunk bed set. Now, to use it as a bunk bed, you can't get rid of these. And I was thinking about throwing them out. And then when I looked at them, I thought, down the road, if somebody else would ever want these and use them as a bunk bed, I can't throw them out, but they've been outside, and they've been kind of sheltered, but they've been outside for a couple of years, and they're rusted. They're metal, and so I wondered how I could clean the metal off, the rust off them, so that, and treat them however, so that it could be used again.
Right, so very simple. What you're going to want to do is either wire brush and or sand the metal to get rid of all of that rust, then wipe it down so it's nice and clean and dry, and then you're going to paint it with a rust-proofing primer like Rust-Oleum. If it's fairly flat, you can brush it on. If it's got any kind of detail to it, you can buy it in a spray can and just spray it on. It takes a couple of hours to dry the Rust-Oleum product, but it's worth it because it really does seal it in and protect it. Then after it dries, you can put a top coat on of the same color that the slat was before, just so it doesn't look like, it doesn't have that primer color to it.
Okay. So I can get it in the color as a shade.
Oh, sure. Yeah, any color you want. But the rust-proofing primer is kind of like a rust color. And so after that dries, then you can paint whatever you want.
Thank you for the advice, and I like your show an awful lot.
Thanks very much, Anne-Marie. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Larry in Wisconsin on the line who's dealing with some siding issues. Tell us what's going on.
What I did is I was watching this old house a couple of years ago, and my house was just built 4 years ago, so I just had a brand-new driveway and everything, and they were showing you how that you could stain your driveway. And I live in Wisconsin.
Yep.
So I decided to stain my driveway and stuff, and then during that time I got some of that stain on my siding, my vinyl siding, and I can't figure out how to get that stuff off.
It's on the vinyl siding, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge. Well, since vinyl is a solid material, have you tried to sand it with a very, very fine sandpaper, like an emery cloth at maybe a 220 grit? Or finer, or you could try to use rubbing compound like you use for a car.
Okay.
And that's kind of abrasive, too. You're going to have to abrade through that surface to see if you can possibly get down to the raw vinyl.
Right. I've tried, like, Comet and even a little bit of gasoline or some mineral oil and all kinds of. You know what, though? I would never, ever put that stuff back on my driveway again, because the first time we had an ice storm and I went to shoveling, all that stuff just peeled right on up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. Then I had to get a pressure washer and rent that and then blow the stuff. You know, it's just a mess.
Maybe you need to go back and look at that This Old House segment again.
Well, here's what happened, though. You know, I was in sales for 25 years myself. I sold cars. And if I sold somebody a car, I would sell you extended warranty, rust-proofing, fabric, whatever. So right. That contractor had to do was just tell me, hey, what color driveway would you want? And I would have said, what do you mean by that? Because they can put that dye in there, that powder.
Exactly.
And then they could have mixed it right up with the cement, and boom, it would have been perfect, but that didn't happen.
You know who was one of the first architects to ever use that technique?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright. That's exactly right. You are correct, sir.
Well, he built a lot of beautiful houses right here in my town.
He did.
Live in Beloit, Wisconsin. And he was really gifted, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was way ahead of his time.
Yes, he was.
All right, well, good luck with that project. I think if you try to abrade that with some sandpaper or some rubbing compound, then that'll do it.
All righty, I'll try that. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Alice in Michigan on the line who's dealing with mold in the shower. Tell us where you're seeing it.
Hi, I am having issues to where my caulk keeps having black mold come through. I strip it, I redo it, and the mold just keeps returning. What can I do to stop that?
A couple of things. You're talking about just the shower or the shower tub kind of a thing?
It's the walls are separate from the actual tub, so I've got the caulk that attaches them, and I will strip it. I put bleach on it, and then I put new caulk down, but it just keeps coming through.
Have you tried DAP caulk? And the reason I bring that up is they have a kitchen and bath caulk that's treated with an additive called Microband. And Microband absolutely positively will not grow mold or algae in it.
I don't think I've tried that.
You might want to give that a try. And the other thing that I would do is, and I know you've been through this all before, but remember to pull out all the old caulk. You can use a caulk softener, which is kind of like a paint stripper for caulk, to pull that out. You want to wipe that down and spray with a bleach and water solution in a spray bottle up into that gap so that we make sure we get up in there and kill any algae spores or mold spores that are left behind. Now, this is on a tub?
Yes.
Okay, so next thing you do is fill the tub with water all the way up. And while the tub is full, caulk the seam between the walls and the tub. And then after the caulk dries, let the water out. That lets the tub sort of come back up and compress the caulk and help seal it better so that moisture won't get behind it and it won't sort of tear out again.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, make sure you use the caulk that I suggested with the Mildicide. And there are others, but I just happen to have good experience with that particular one. It's DAP, kitchen and bath caulk with Microband. That's the additive.
Oh, perfect. Okay, well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alice. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about updating your kitchen? Well, if you repeat the existing layout, it can be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes new functionality and flow. Our Pro Design Service can help you get there. We'll share those tips in today's Pro Project, presented by HomeAdvisor.com, after this.
You live in a body pit.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call here at the Money Pit, presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products that are shipped directly to your door and applied with a garden hose.
I love my Sunday products. I've been really enjoying the benefits that they're being delivered to my lawn. So you can get them, too. Just go to GetSunday.com. Get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code Money Pit and get $20 off their summer plan. So the website again is getsunday.com, promo code Money Pit.
Now Hugh is on the line from Texas and needs some help with brick repairs. How can we help you with the project?
Got a house down in Houston, and I've forgotten how many bricks, but every so often it's got a vertical slot between the ends of the brick, as if it's, I guess it's a slot for air to be able to ventilate going up, and then up in the attic, the air can come up there. And I was wanting to find out, would we be better off to seal that up to keep the scorpions and such out, or does the house need that?
The answer is no, because you do need that air for ventilation. I'm going to presume that this is a brick facade, so it's probably over a wood-framed wall. And those weep holes in the brick help the brick to breathe. Otherwise, you can trap moisture behind the brick, and that could cause the exterior wood surfaces and the structure beneath them to rot. So it's there for a reason. You really should use it and find some other way to keep those scorpions away.
Okay, now what about insulation? I don't know that this house had any insulation in the walls. It was built back in the early 70s or something, and we bought it secondhand, but would that be where you'd normally put insulation in between the bricks?
No, it would not be. So, and here's why, because you don't want to, again, insulate that space because that's there for ventilation. If you were to insulate it, it would be in the wall frame itself. And even though 1970s sounds like a very old house, I can assure you they were definitely using fiberglass insulation, insulated bats in walls that were constructed at that time. So you may very well have it. And in addition to that, if you're going to add insulation to a house anywhere, the best place to add it is to the attic, because that's where you have the most heat loss, not the walls, not the floor. So the order of priority in my mind would be attic first, followed by floors, followed by walls.
Okay. Well, we'll leave them open then. I sure do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is actually the most popular time of year for kitchen renos because everybody is in a rush to get them done for the holidays. And if you've been thinking of updating your kitchen, the hardest part can be just figuring out where you start. We've got some tips to help in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Now, first up, it's easy to stick with the same old current design, but if you think outside those old boxes, you can maybe bring on some inspiration for a brand new and even more efficient kitchen layout. Changes to the location of the sink, the functionality of the countertop, adding or maybe even removing an island to free up some space, getting some strategic lighting to make sure you can actually see what you're doing. These are all things that a professional designer can help you achieve.
Now, to help you find an experienced design pro, the National Kitchen and Bath Association, or NKBA, offers a certification program to become an NKBA certified kitchen and bath designer. These pros must have at least 5 years of design experience and must complete at least 60 hours of continuing education. So these guys are smart and up to date.
Absolutely. Now, the really nice thing about working with a pro designer is that you can pretty much wipe the slate clean and start from scratch. So sky's the limit. You know, seeing beautiful kitchen designs in showrooms or websites can be fun, but also feel overwhelming, and the skills of design pro can make the difference. They'll help you achieve all that is possible in your space and while potentially saving you money, time, and hassle of figuring it out all by yourself.
And that's today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Find top local pros, book book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the HomeAdvisor app.
To get started, download the HomeAdvisor app today.
Now we've got Ann in North Carolina on the line who's dealing with a wet crawl space. Tell us what's going on there.
Hey, I have a question about my house. It was built a long time ago, and, you know, of course, back then they didn't put a house off the ground. And it's very low, and I'm just wondering how I can protect it from dampness and rot. I don't have a lot of money to work with, and I've heard a few things, but I'm really not sure what I can do.
Okay, so right now you're on a crawl space, and the crawl space, is it accessible? Can you get in there?
Through one small door.
Okay, fine. It's not a pleasant project, but it is a project that you can do yourself, Anne. So a couple of things. First of all, you want to take steps to reduce the amount of moisture that collects at the outside of the foundation. You do that by making sure you have gutters, the gutters are clean and free-flowing, and dumping water at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation. That's the single most important thing to do is a good gutter system. Second to that is to make sure the soil around the house slopes away. You don't want soil that's settled and is very flat and holds water against the foundation. You want it to slope away. So you could have some clean fill dirt delivered, very inexpensive, basically just pay for the truck to carry it out there, and then grade that to slope away from the walls on all four sides. Over the fill dirt, you could put some topsoil and some seed or stone or whatever you want to do to control erosion. Then the third thing you do is go in that crawl space and cover all of the open soil with plastic. Get some large rolls of sheet plastic with as few seams as possible. Cover all of the soil with plastic. That stops a lot of the moisture from evaporating up into the air. And those three things together will make a big difference.
Do I need a certain thickness?
The thicker the plastic, the better, because it's easier to put down. You end up having to crawl on it, and you won't poke through.
Okay. And does it need to be anchored in any way?
Nope. You can lay it right over the soil.
Really?
Yep.
I like that. I don't like the crawl part.
All right.
It's just scary under there.
Yeah, it's a little, like I said, it's not the most pleasant job, but it's not hard, and you can do it yourself. Get a really good friend to keep you company and do it together.
One who likes squishing bugs and giving you support.
Okay, I appreciate it. That answers my question.
Richard in Kansas, you've got the money, but how can we help you today?
I'm interested. I have an older home I remodeled. It's built in the 30s, and I wanted to put in a whole house water filtration system. And I was going to connect right to the service line going in, and I've been shopping around. I found the small canister type, and then it just jumps up to the big, like, 33-gallon barrel type filtration, which is too much. And I just want to know what a good brand is and what I need, reverse osmosis and all that.
You know, Richard, 3M makes the Filtrete line. That's F-I-L-T-R-E-T-E. And they have single filters for, like, use under maybe your kitchen sink or bathroom, but they also have a whole house system. It's not terribly expensive. I think it's under $100, and installation is pretty straightforward, so perhaps you could even do it yourself. And they also have various levels of filtration. So I would take a look at the Filtrete whole house system water filters, and I think that's a good choice to make sure your water is tasting good throughout the entire home.
Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, HomeAdvisor has local pros for every project. Download the HomeAdvisor app and get started today. Coming up, have you ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step, even a porch or a sidewalk, only to have it open right back up again? We're going to share some easy ways to make these repairs and make them last. Coming up. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by GetSunday.com. GetSunday. Sunday makes custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products, and they ship them directly to your door, and you apply them with a garden hose.
Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT. All right, next up we've got Ray in Minnesota, who's working on a decking project. How can we help you?
I just bought a house, and it was built in 2008, and I have a big wraparound porch, and it looks like it's never been really maintained since they built it. And so, especially with the Minnesota winters up here and the weather, looking to seal it, but not really sure what to use, and also, you know, not really wanting to have to do it every single year, you know. So just wanted to get some advice about what I could do.
So is the porch flooring a finished floor, or is it like a deck, like pressure-treated?
It's pressure-treated wood. It's a deck.
And is there anything on it currently?
No.
So what you can do is you could apply a solid color deck stain to that.
Okay.
And a solid color stain is going to last longer than a semi-transparent or certainly a transparent stain. But you use a deck stain because deck stains also have some durability to them.
Yeah, the benefit of the solid color stain is that because it's a stain, it's actually going to penetrate the surface of the wood, so the color will actually get into the lumber itself. And then a solid stain obviously has more pigment to it, so given the fact that your deck has had nothing on it for however many years, it probably looks a little worn in places and maybe worse for the wear. So a solid stain is going to sort of cover all of that up while giving you some color and still act as a stain, since that's what it is. And you're generally, if you apply it correctly, you're going to get about 5 years on horizontal surfaces and, you know, about 7 years on vertical. It really depends on the weather conditions, the application, how you prep it. Is the wood totally dried out when you're putting it on? But a solid stain is probably the best bet.
Okay. I had one question about it. I've seen some commercials for some new products that are more kind of like concrete-based, almost like more of a paint type thing. What about those? Are those good, or would you recommend using something like that? Or
don't do it. I think you're talking about the products that are like liquid siding and things of that nature. If you were going to consider a product like that, I would Google the name of that product and the word complaints, because we've seen a lot of complaints about those products that claim to, you know, encapsulate the surfaces that they're applied to, just not working very well. I would stick with the basics. A good quality solid color stain from a good manufacturer is going to last a long time, and you certainly won't be doing it every year.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate the information and the help. Thank you again for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step or your porch or the sidewalk, only to have that crack open right back up again, you're probably thinking that there's a better way to do this. Maybe there's a right way, maybe there's a wrong way to get this project done. Well, there is, guys. So the first step here is you've got to clean the crack to remove any debris. Next, if it's just a hairline crack, you actually have to widen that up so it can actually hold the sealant. And this can be done with a masonry chisel. Now, if the crack is wide, the next step is to fill it with a backer rod, which is a foam tube that's going to help keep the sealant up towards the top of the crack where it belongs.
Now, once you've done the prep, and again, that prep is really important, it's time to choose a sealant. Quikrete makes a very comprehensive line of environmentally friendly commercial-grade sealants and adhesives. They're good for any type of concrete or masonry repair need, including one that I just took on. So first of all, for the concrete cracks, they have a product called Concrete Crack Sealant. It permanently seals, it waterproofs, it'll handle that crack, and it's going to expand and contract so it's not going to fall out. Now, if you've got deep cracks, and this is the project that I did, I had separation between my driveway and the concrete apron of the garage. So between the asphalt and the concrete, there was a piece of spacer in there that had deteriorated over the years. So I pulled that out, I pressed in the backer rod, and then I used the Quikrete self-leveling sealant, which was great. So it flowed in, sat on top of the backer rod, came up just under the surface of the concrete, and now it doesn't like collect all kinds of dirt and debris all the time. It's very easy to clean. Now, if you're dealing with a crack that's in a brick wall or a block wall. There's a mortar joint sealant product that is going to seal and waterproof, and it also has like a textured sort of surface to it, so it's just like the mortar that was there before. And if you're dealing with something that's vertical, you want a sealant that's a little thicker. It's not going to sag, and there's a non-sag sealant that does just that. Now, all of these set in about an hour, and most importantly, if you follow these steps, if you do the prep, if you use the right product, once you fix the crack, it will stay fixed. If you'd like to see the wide range of products available for crack repair, just go to quickcrete.com.
Now we've got Lisa in Tennessee on the line, who's dealing with a home she bought without having an inspection first. Let's hear what's going on.
Hi. Well, first of all, let me just clarify that my husband is the one who bought the home, and he bought it before we were married, so I just kind of inherited it whenever I moved in to marry him.
See, now if you were married, you never would have let him do that without a good home inspection.
Exactly. Okay, we have some spots. We have carpet in a few of our rooms, and each of the rooms, there are some sunken spots. Like, you can walk across and it sinks, kind of gives with you, and then the rest of the time it's okay. There's other places that are just fine. And I've had somebody go underneath and check for structural damage, water damage, or termites. Can't find anything. They say it's okay. So beyond ripping up the carpet and just seeing what it is, do you have a suggestion on what that could be?
Well, just to find the sunken spot, like when you step on it, is it soft or something like that?
Yes, it's kind of spongy almost, like it just sinks, it gives with you.
And you can get underneath and you can look up and you don't see any decay or anything of that nature?
Well, as far as I know, now I've not been under, my husband, we're not either one able to get underneath just due to health conditions. And so we've had others go under and look, and they've all said, structurally, it looks sound. Didn't see any termite damage. We don't have any water damage underneath, so don't really know what it is that's causing it.
And how many areas across the floor do you see these sunken spots?
Well, you can't actually see them. It's just when you walk across them. But I would say
you feel them.
You feel them, exactly.
I mean, I wonder if it's something as simple as the padding breaking down under the carpet. Maybe it's not a structural problem. Well, listen, the only way you're going to know is that we can't really guess. You're going to have to pull that carpet back. It's not a terrible project to pull wall-to-wall carpet up and then have it, you know, re-tacked down. If you're really concerned about it, that's what I would do.
Right. I've been looking to get new carpet anyway, so that might be a good excuse.
Well, there you go. Now you got a great excuse.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. When you pull that carpet up, Lisa, if you evaluate that floor, how old is this house?
Oh, gosh. See, I'm not even sure. Probably back in the 80s.
Okay, so it probably has a plywood floor, and it was nailed down if it was done in the 80s. What you want to do is you want to have the installer, or you can even do this yourself, take some drywall screws. Those are those long, black, case-hardened drywall screws. You drive them in with a drill driver, so you do it automatically, and you screw that plywood to the floor while the carpet's up, and that will quiet the floor and prevent any future squeaks that could occur.
Okay, sounds great.
Because the nails will loosen up over the last, 30-plus years. And once you have that carpet up, that's a golden opportunity to do that.
All right. Well, these are some things to definitely look at. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, there's a lot of cooking going on in the last quarter of the year, so we're going to talk about one appliance that gets almost no attention but helps you with all those projects, and that is your stove's exhaust vent hood. We'll tell you how to clean it and keep it running smoothly when the Money Pit returns.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you enjoy the Money Pit on radio, we think you may just enjoy the Money Pit podcast. Chartable points out that the Money Pit is Apple Podcasts ranked number one best home and garden podcast of all time. To find a podcast app for you, just go to moneypit.com/podcast. We will hook you up with your favorite podcast app and you can subscribe right there.
Well, your stove's exhaust vent hood is there for every cooking adventure you take, but it rarely gets any attention, except during a smoky kitchen incident, which, come on, let's be honest, it happens to everybody. So to keep it operating safely, the filter in your stove vent hood, it needs regular attention.
Now, cleaning standard filters is easy. You just use a degreasing solution followed by warm, soapy water, or you can just put it on the top rack of your dishwasher. Now, if your exhaust hood is using the charcoal filters, and sometimes you have the metal filter and the charcoal filter, you need to replace those, and you ought to be doing it about four times a year. So make sure that you are keeping those clean, because if you do, it's going to work that much better. If that filter gets clogged, and it may not be obvious, like you're not going to see dust, but if it gets clogged internally with grease, it's just not going to filter the smoke as well, and you're not going to be happy. So take care of it. It's very easy to take care of. It's very simple, and it will perform that much better as a result.
Ryan and George is in hot water, literally. What's going on in your Money Pit, Ryan?
Something kind of baffled me for a little bit. I got an idea of what it might be, but I'm not 100% sure. Got a problem that I have, which is it's always very hot in Georgia, about 80% of the time. And every time when we turn during the day, we turn on the cold water, it's scalding hot for about 2 to 4 minutes. And it depends, you know, I guess the length on, I guess, what time of day it is. But I could even turn on the hot water, and the hot water will be a lot colder than the cold water. And eventually it will get colder. But I checked every other water source in my house. I checked the shower, and the showers are fine. It's not affected whatsoever. The only thing, the theory that I think it might be, which you guys probably know more about this than I do, is the reason why it's not doing it in the shower is because that has the, I don't know if you want to call it a thermostat or a temperature gauge that controls the cold water and the hot water to make sure it's not too hot. But and I think since we're in Georgia, a lot of the pipes are in the attic, and attics, when it's, you know, well, it's, when it's 90 to 100 degrees out, it gets pretty hot in our attics.
Well, I think you're right on track with that theory. Ryan, because, I mean, I've seen that in my own home in New Jersey. I know it, and it's not in every fixture, of course, because it really depends on how the pipes are run. But I know that the way my kitchen is built, it was sort of it's an addition that was done in the early 1900s. And the plumbing on that is sort of the, you know, on the furthermost southern wall. It gets very, very warm there during the day. And sometimes when we don't use it all day and then I turn it on, I do get hot water through the cold faucet. And I know that's just because the pipes in that area are being exposed to a lot of heat. And the pipes are just warming up, and it's warming the water in turn. But after that warm water that's in those pipes that are right in that surrounding area runs through the system, it gets cold again. So I think that's exactly what you're seeing here. I don't necessarily think it's a problem. It's more of an annoyance. And, yes, it does waste a little bit of water. But does this happen in the winter, or is this just a summer issue?
Not 100% if it happens in the winter. But it might. But I know even our attic sometimes in the winter does get stay pretty decently warm too, but I know it's definitely in the spring, fall, and summer.
I mean, the only thing that you could do is you could insulate those pipes. If you can get access to them, you could put fiberglass insulating sleeves around your cold water pipes, and that would prevent them from overheating as they are right now.
That'll even make a difference, even though all the piping is all in the attic. The attic's pretty hot.
Well, right, wherever they're heating up. And you know, that water gets to your faucet from the attic really quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so just a fiberglass sleeve. Where I've seen a little, like, looks like black foam sleeves. Would that work, too?
Yeah, you could do that, too. I think the fiberglass sleeves are a little bit more expensive, but they'll work better.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely do that, then.
We'd love to help you out with all your questions and problems and offer solutions, so give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. Coming up, can a rusty sink be saved? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit continues.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us lend you a hand with whatever it is you are working on right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
You can call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT or post your question, which is exactly what Grant did.
That's right. Grant writes, my kitchen countertop is tile, and my old cast iron sink has begun to rust. Can the sink be replaced without removing the tile around it, or is there some product that I can use to sand down the sink and recoat it?
Okay, so let's take this in two chunks. First of all, you definitely should be able to get that sink out without taking your countertop apart. You may need to use a tile saw to grind or saw the grout line out, which is right around the sink. But once you disconnect the plumbing, you may find that the sink is loose enough to pop right out. And frankly, with a cast iron sink, they're so heavy, there may actually be no physical connection holding that cast iron sink in place. If it is, when you look up at the underside of the sink, you're going to see some sort of a bracket or screw clamp arrangement that holds it in place. So I would remove the plumbing carefully and work that sink loose. Now, you might bust up some tile in the process. That is possible. Try to save the pieces where you can. You can re-glue them and re-grout it. Now, if it turns out that you break up too many and they're not savable, you could always put another row of complementary tile right around the sink and make it sort of work into the design. I always say that if you have a situation like that, you want to basically look like it was always designed to be that way mm-hmm. in the first place. Like somebody will come and say, oh, gee, I've never seen tile done this way. Oh, really? Yeah, I thought that was a very good idea. You know, but they don't have to know that it was a mistake. You know, I remember years ago when I was building very custom, very expensive stairs as a young carpenter. And I remember one time I cut a piece of really expensive railing, hundreds of dollars short. And like, there's just no way to fix it if it doesn't fit. You can't use the wood stretcher, you know?
No, which does not exist also.
Right. So I put an extra angle into the railing and created sort of like a gooseneck design. And, man, the homeowners just were flipped out with excitement over it. And I thought, yeah, I just, you know, took a little initiative, and I thought you might like that, so that's the way I built it. They're like, oh, awesome job. They don't know, unless they're listening to the show today, that that was actually because I made a boo-boo.
Yeah, and you know, Grant, to talk about refinishing a cast iron sink, I mean, there's really no at-home product that you can use to do so. If you can get the sink out, you can certainly send it out to be refinished if it's something that you like and love and it's worth that expense, but it's definitely not something you can do on your own. All right, next up, I've got a post here from Jesse who writes, the vinyl floor in my kitchen has yellow stains around the perimeter and the floor vents. I suspect the stains are from glue used to install it. I'm installing new laminate soon. How can I make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, I think you're right, because what happens is it's not such a stain, it's like on top of it, it's a chemical reaction between the glue and the vinyl, but that doesn't happen with laminate. With laminate, it's just going to lay right on top of that. It doesn't actually need any glue, so I think you're safe to just go ahead and put that laminate on top of the old vinyl. It's going to look so much better, and it really wears fantastically, so I think you're good to go.
All right, Jesse, good luck with that, and it sounds like you're having a fun new project at your kitchen, so enjoy that new look.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. If you're getting ready to take on some fall home improvement projects, we would love to help you. You can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions to moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says elections have consequences, and when he was elected in 2016, that gave him the right to nominate a successor to Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the election this next year.
We're working with all of the Republican senators and working with Mitch McConnell, and we'll be making a decision. I would think before would be very good, but we'll be making a decision. I think the process can go very, very fast. I'll be making my choice soon, and when the choice is made, I'll be sending it over to Mitch in the Senate, and they will do what they have to do. I think we'll have a very popular choice, whoever it may be.
Before leaving for a campaign rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Mr. Trump said he could make his selection known next week. Meanwhile, strong winds pushed a wildfire burning for nearly 2 weeks in mountains northeast of Los Angeles onto the desert floor and spread it rapidly in several directions, causing it to explode in size and destroy homes. China threatening U.S. companies with sanctions following President Trump's TikTok and WeChat ban that's set to take effect tomorrow.
The Chinese government on Saturday issued regulations for foreign companies that it says could endanger its national sovereignty, security, or development interests. Companies that end up on the list could be banned from importing or exporting from China and may be barred from investing in the country, along with other sanctions. The announcement comes after the U.S. said it would ban Chinese-owned TikTok and WeChat from U.S. app stores starting Sunday based on national security and data privacy concerns. The order follows weeks of deal-making over the video-sharing service. President Trump has been pressuring parent company ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. operations to a domestic company to satisfy security concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
German authorities say a hacker attack caused the failure of IT systems at a major hospital in Dusseldorf, and a woman who needed urgent admission died after she had to be taken to another city for treatment.
The Dusseldorf University Clinic's systems gradually crashed, and the hospital wasn't able to access data.
Emergency patients were taken elsewhere and operations postponed. Authorities said Thursday that an extortion note left on a hospital server was aimed at an affiliated university, not the hospital. When police told hackers the hospital was affected, they provided a decryption key. The hackers are no longer reachable, they said. Keith Peters reporting.
The chief of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard threatened to go after everyone who had a role in a top general's January killing during a U.S. drone strike in Iraq. President Trump warning this week that Washington would harshly respond to any Iranian attempts to take revenge for the death of Qasem Soleimani. More at townhall.com. A high school teacher in Iowa has been placed on leave for assigning students to pretend you're a black slave.
The assignment for an Iowa City School District online learning program for students assigned to different schools asked students to write four sentences about what they would do if they were a slave who was freed. The district called the assignment inappropriate and said it does not support and will not tolerate this type of instruction. The teacher, whose name was not released, was placed on administrative leave and the assignment was removed. Patrick Foss reporting.
Lawmakers are increasingly turning to new allies like Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter in their efforts to track foreign election interference. The companies and others are frequently in touch with lawmakers about identified threats from countries such as Russia and China. Microsoft recently announced Russian hackers had tried to breach computers at more than 200 organizations, including political campaigns and their consultants. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Advanced Polymer Sealants and Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the fall fix-up season. It is officially the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, so no excuses for projects inside or outside your house. If you don't know where to start, start with us. Call us right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's episode, if you find that your cakes are salty and your meatloaf is sweet, well, what you might be lacking is not cooking skills, but the right lighting in your kitchen. We're going to share tips for the best task lighting just ahead.
And with U.S. home prices still rising, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. But is it really? We're going to share the pros and cons in just a bit.
And if you'd like your home to be more energy efficient, one of the first things you need to do is stop wasting the energy you already have. Insulation is the key to doing just that, so we'll share some tips.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are you working on this fall season? How are you getting ready? Are you thinking about decorating for Halloween? Because I am. Maybe we can help you with that. Are you already dreaming about the holidays? Because I am. So let us give you a hand. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974.
Ron in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have an 1865 farmhouse that is in very good condition with about 2 foot thick stone walls that are the basement walls. And from what I understand, those old stone walls are made basically of stone, and sometimes they put rubble in the middle. Somehow field mice have found their way through from the outside, and I'm trying to figure out how to maybe barge or put cement in between the stones to protect that from happening.
So the mice, you think, are coming right through the foundation wall?
Oh, yeah. They're finding their way through. It's been 150 years.
Why can't you point the openings up? You know, by pointing, I mean, add mortar to those cracks or those crevices in the foundation wall to try to seal those gaps up.
My biggest question, I guess, is how do I get that part cleaned out so that I can point that up? I guess I should use air rather than water to try to blast it out to get the dust out of there so that the moisture, whatever cement I use will adhere. Would you recommend water or air to try to clean that?
I think you could probably do it with a pressure washer, but you're just going to have to make sure it dries really well, you know, before you go ahead and point it up.
Is there any particular type of concrete product you would recommend or cement you would recommend for that?
I would take a look at the products that are made by Quikrete, Quikrete, and you can find a mortar patching compound that Quikrete makes and use that. Because it usually has a sort of a stickier component to it, so it's easier to press it in those places. But listen, I mean, aside from, you know, just sealing up those gaps, just keep in mind that there's a lot of different places that mice can get into your house. It might not just be those gaps in the foundation. I mean, they only need the space of about the width of a nickel to squeeze through.
It's amazing, pretty amazing how easily they can get in. We don't have a lot of trouble with them now as we did a little bit earlier, but I'd like to try to make those walls nicer again. They had the old horsehair plaster.
Yeah. Well, of course, and that will you know, basically handle both of those challenges. I mean, generally, you want to avoid doing anything around your house that could be a nesting site, so that could be stacks of firewood or newspapers or things like that. You want to make sure you're careful with food in the house, especially pet food or types of food products that you keep, like, on the ground where it's accessible. You know, you want to make sure those things are in sealed containers. You want to look for all those gaps. If you find any little gaps like that, another little trick of the trade just temporarily is just to put steel wool in there because mice can't get through steel wool. And then you want to use rodenticides. You know, you want to be careful if you have pets. If you do, there are bait stations that the bait can be held by that pets can't get into. But, you know, keeping those in and around the interior perimeter of the home, especially if it's up on a basement or a crawl space, are effective as well.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Good luck with that project, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the doors. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots they're gnarly, and a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, if this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab, maybe 4 or 5 inches thick. Is that what you're telling me you have?
Right.
Okay. So
right.
That is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground, and then on top of those footings you can build the deck. Otherwise the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the winter time. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joists and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, three or four holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
And just ahead, there's a missing element in most American kitchens, and it's not a $7,500 range or a 4-acre refrigerator. You know what it is? We'll have the answer when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. GetSunday provides custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products for your house. I mean, they are looking up your house via satellite, and then I don't know what they do, but they figure out exactly what's going to work for your property to make it look fantastic. Comes directly to your house, and you apply it with a garden hose.
Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn, and if you enter promo code MONEYPIT, you'll get $20 off your plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Lauren, South Dakota's on the line with a leaky basement. What's going on?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. We live in a lovely vintage home, but we have for 25 years, and we want to be here another 25 years. But we have this problem about, we're in western South Dakota. About every 3, maybe 4 years, it rains a lot. In June. It's always in June, and it's generally 3 to 4 days of continuous rain. And what happens is water begins seeping into our basement, and it's only happened maybe 3 to 5 times in the 25 years we've lived here. However, we don't know how to fix this. We've had contractors come in who won't even respond and give us a recommendation. We really don't know what to do, and hoping you can give us some advice.
So it's a really, really simple project to do and a simple problem to fix. And the reason it is because you've explained to me that this water problem is caused by severe rain. And whenever you have a basement water or a crawl space water problem that's tied into rainfall or snowmelt, the solution is always to fix the drainage at the foundation perimeter. And there's two ways to do that. The first thing you need to do is to look at the gutter system. You need to make sure you have a gutter system, that it's big enough to handle all the water that's coming off the roof. You need one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface. And if you stand back and try to kind of estimate that in your head, you can get a pretty good idea if it's enough. And also, if you go out in a severe thunderstorm or something, and we don't want you to get hurt, but if you see the gutters overflowing, you know that they're either clogged or they're just not big enough. But that water's got to be managed. It comes off that roof when it goes down the downspout. That downspout's got to be extended at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation. A lot of times we'll find that those downspouts are jumping right at the corner of the foundation, and it just jumps right back into the basement. So get the roof water under control first. That's the biggest cause of wet basements right there and the easiest to fix.
Oh, is it? Okay. So is it possible to, like, add spouts, like, to your gutter system? Or
yes, and sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you can add a wider spout. Instead of having a 4-inch downspout, you can have a 6-inch downspout connected to the old gutter system. But you need to make sure you've got the downspouts, you've got the gutters, and they're flowing properly, and that discharge is well away from the foundation perimeter. Most installers will turn it out about 12 inches at the bottom and put a splash block there, but that's just not enough. You've got to move that water well away from the house. And then the second thing is to look at the grading, the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter, and make sure it's sloping away from the house. It should drop about 4 inches or 6 inches over 4 feet. And if it's flat or if it's tilted back into the house, or if the grade is made up of a lot of mulch or a lot of stone, or you've got like a brick scalloped edge that's holding water against the house, you basically want any water that lands in that first 4 feet of the foundation perimeter to run away from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So we would have then that it graded away from the foundation. Okay. Because we do have some stone here and there, and, we haven't changed the gardens a lot, since we've been here. But that really, so there's nothing to seal, like, in the basement, or we don't need to worry about that?
Nope. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing to seal. No, what you basically want to do is exactly what we said. You want to keep the water away. Believe me, it is that easy. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com, you will find on the homepage an article about how to fix a leaky basement. And the reason it's on our homepage is because in the 16-year history of the Money Pit, it's the most popular article we've ever written. It's had hundreds of thousands of views and lots of comments. And it's had that kind of traffic because it works. And it's surprisingly easy to fix.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Gosh, that's great, because I had these visions of trying to add sump pumps and this and that, and I was really concerned because the contractors wouldn't even get back to us that we'd called.
Yeah, not necessary.
Okay, well, thanks so much, and I really love your show. I listen every weekend when it's out here. So
glad you do. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, there's a missing element in most American kitchens. And no, it's not a $7,500 range or a four-acre refrigerator. It's simply good lighting. And a well-lit kitchen, guys, begins with under-cabinet task lighting. Now, these hidden fixtures, which are fairly easy to add to upper wall cabinets, provide the countertop with plenty of bright white light, which is going to make it easier for everything that you're doing in there, from dicing veggies to reading recipes. I mean, you're just going to find that you're doing much better work in the kitchen when you have the right lighting. Now, you can also connect these fixtures to a dimmer switch that gives you the option to have some dramatic accent lighting or even a nightlight for your midnight snackers out there.
Now, if you want to forego the electrical connection completely, you can consider attaching lights that can be plugged into an existing wall outlet, or you can consider battery-operated lights that can be attached in place. I love this option because a lot of the new LED versions are super bright. They use a tiny bit of electricity, and they can do a really good job, especially if you want to avoid the hard wiring.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, built in the 1890s, and
fantastic.
Trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom, or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. If you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or...
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process. And,
okay.
And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly it's very difficult to handle.
Well, I don't see it being
potentially
taken off
as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building, you know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this. And then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
Now we've got Louise on the line, who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution, because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back, but the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and still lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Well, with U.S. home prices still rising, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. But is it? We're going to share the pros and cons just ahead.
888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in underneath my house, I had the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right. So first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really gonna depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is gonna be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Oh, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water.
Right.
So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with U.S. home prices still rising, it can be very tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. Now, it's not a bad way to get a potential price break, but there are lots of pros and cons that you've got to consider before you take that plunge. Now, here's some pros. You've got a lower cost, and I mean, that's really the biggest advantage of buying a home in a foreclosure situation is the price, because they're being sold under duress. The foreclosed upon homes are typically cheaper than comparable homes in the same area. Secondly, you're going to have motivated sellers. Now, the lenders don't want to own foreclosed properties and are looking for a way to move them quickly. And some lenders will actually beautify the property or even make some repairs to get it to sell. And there's really a good chance for you to build some equity here. If you're buying a cheaper home that needs renovation, you've got a chance to increase your equity considerably when you fix it up. Products like the FHA 203K mortgage can really help you. Now, this mortgage offers enough money to buy the house and then also rehab that property.
Ah, yes, but it's not all sunny days and roses. There are some cons. First of all, the properties are almost always sold as is. If you buy a home out of foreclosure, it means that you get the house warts and all. And some foreclosed homes have severe structural issues or code violations that can cost you a lot of money to fix. Keep in mind that homeowners that are being evicted may have either abused the home or certainly have not had the money to pay for needed repairs. Also, prices are rising. While you still can get a substantial discount when you buy a foreclosed property, the discount situation is shrinking. If you look at the prices that are fetched on auction.com, they sold more than 50,000 foreclosed and bank-owned properties in 2019. It reached a new high that year, and the prices are still going up. And finally, the home may never actually go up for sale. If you've got your eye on a house, and you're thinking, great, it's in foreclosure, I'm going to wait till it goes on sale and buy it, keep in mind it could take months or even years for that to happen, if it ever does. Most states give homeowners many, many opportunities, which they should, to catch back up on their mortgages. But I think if you can adjust your strategy, if you have the patience, the time, the expectations accordingly, buying a foreclosed home can still be a pretty good deal. If you want more tips, we've got a great post about just that. It's simply titled, Is It Bad to Buy a Foreclosed Home? And that's on MoneyPit.com.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It was a cabin on a lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We want to hear what you are working on and get you the tips and tools and advice you need to get that project done. Coming up, if you'd like your home to be more energy efficient, one of the first things that you need to do is stop wasting the energy you already have. And insulation is the key to doing just that. We're going to share some tips next.
You live in a money pit.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here.
Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear, upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And the Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. GetSunday provides custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products specifically for your house. And they're shipped directly to your door, and you apply them with a garden hose. Couldn't be easier.
Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn today. Just enter promo code MONEYPIT. You'll get $20 off your plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Well, if you'd like your home to be more energy efficient, one of the first things that you need to do is stop wasting the energy you already have, and insulation is the key to doing just that. Now, roughly 40% of the average home's energy usage is attributed to heating and cooling. So anything that you can do to lower the amount of energy your HVAC system uses is going to help you lower those costs. Insulation is your home's best defense against high heating and cooling costs, and it's going to keep heat from escaping your home, but it can also seal air leaks to make sure that your HVAC system is not wasting energy by pumping air outside.
Now, when choosing insulation, you got a few options. Fiberglass in the blanket form is, or the loose form, has been the standard insulation material for years, and with the proper protection, you can definitely install fiberglass insulation yourself. The loose fill or cellulose insulation is made from recycled materials, making it very environmentally friendly as an option, but that has to be installed by a pro.
Yeah, and spray foam is the most modern type of insulation, and as the name suggests, it's sprayed onto the walls where it then rapidly expands to fill every single nook and cranny, and spray foam isn't going to sag or slide down over time like other insulation materials, and it can actually improve a home's air quality by reducing outdoor allergens or pollutants that could come in.
Now, we've had a very good experience with spray foam insulation in our 130-plus-year-old house. We applied it to the backside of the attic rafters and the attic gable walls and all of the box beam, like that's where the house hits the foundation, all the way around. And I tell you what, it was an amazing improvement in the space. And this summer, when it got to be, 100-plus degrees out, I had a number of occasions to go up in the attic where it was like a pleasant, like, I'd say 75. I mean, it never got super hot up there because it's just so well insulated. So we really like spray foam, but it has to be applied by a pro because basically when it's applied, there's a special truck that comes that mixes two parts together, kind of like a part A and a part B, and then it's sprayed. And the other thing that spray foam gives you is it expands at about 100-to-1 ratio so that when it's put on and expands, it seals every nook and cranny, which is so important because that helps stop all the air leakage that also contributes hugely to your energy loss. So those are your options, and now's a great time for you to look into them.
Heading over to Illinois, Gail's got an issue with airflow at the roof line. What's going on?
Well, my home is a pole barn constructed home, 3 years old, all metal. I'm 4 feet up off the ground, and my heating ducts and air conditioning, it's all in the ceiling, and I have high ceilings, vaulted ceilings, and I'm having trouble with settlement. It's settling, as far as I'm concerned, way too much, and I don't know if there's in the tape that from between the duct tape that there, or not the duct tape, but the tape that
they
put on.
The drywall tape, yeah. So you're getting some cracking and some movement in that ceiling area, Gail?
Oh, yeah. I know I've got movement in the house because there's, you know, it's all open. And
right.
I know there's not walls. The whole thing's in place. So, therefore, I'm going to get some. But this one that concerns me is in the back because when my son's in construction and he said, well, you don't have it vented out. It could be a damp problem up there. I had my contractor come out today and take a look at it, and there's no dampness in because they spray with some kind of a foam that adheres to the floor, I mean, up on the ceiling and around the sides, and it seals it in. And my son was concerned that he said, well, where's the air vent? I said, well, I guess we don't have one.
Okay, so let me give you some background information on this type of an application. So it sounds like your home has been insulated with spray foam. It's an excellent product. In fact, I have it in my own house. And when you use a spray foam application, you do not vent the attic. You only vent the attic if you're using a bad insulation like fiberglass or cellulose or mineral wool. In those cases, you need to vent the attic because it carts moisture out. When you use spray foam, your attic is not an unconditioned attic. It's become a conditioned attic. And so in that case, you do not vent it. I don't think your problem is lack of ventilation. In fact, I'm sure of that with the spray foam house. I think what you're describing to me is normal expansion and contraction in a newer home. Those types of situations where the drywall tape loosens up and cracks and pulls away, pretty typical in that particular type of scenario. Now, the repair on this has to be done in such a way that you're not just sort of putting back what's there. You need to pull off the loose tape, all of it, cut it away, and then you're going to gently sand that area, and then you're going to apply a type of drywall tape that's perforated and made of fiberglass. It looks like netting. And it's tacky, so you can basically stick it on across the crack, and then you put three coats of spackle over that. And what that tends to do is bridge the gap across that seam much better than just paper tape would, and hopefully stop the crack from reforming. So you can't just try to re-spackle what's there. It'll just keep showing through again and again and again. You need to take off the loose tape and replace it with the perforated tape, and then refinish it, prime it, paint it, and you're done.
Whatever you are working on this fall season, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if a cozy home is appealing to you, imagine how it looks to rodents who want to get in and be cozy too. We're going to have some tips to keep critters from joining you indoors after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the HomeAdvisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has the best local pros for every project.
Download the Home Advisor app today and get started. Remember, you can always post your question to MoneyPit.com, just like Ed from New Jersey did. Now, Ed writes, I want to have a storm door and an exterior door combination installed. What product information can you give me?
Well, first of all, Ed, you don't really need a storm door anymore. I mean, the exterior doors today are so much more energy efficient than they ever used to be that they simply don't require a quote-unquote storm door in order to keep the door sealed. What you could use is a screen door for sure, but you definitely don't need a storm door. In terms of exterior doors, I would recommend any of the fiberglass exterior doors because they are more energy efficient than the wood doors. They're about 5 times more energy efficient. And then what I would do is I would select a very attractive full height screen door to go in front of it. Yes, you'll need to leave the screen in year round, but heck, why not? I mean, if you're creative, you could figure out a way to take it off in the off season, but I don't really think you have to, and I think that that combination is exactly what you're going to need. But you don't need a storm door to keep it airtight. And also, if you have a storm door, what will happen, especially if you have glass panels on that exterior door, that storm door, but when it gets hot from the sun hitting it, you get the greenhouse effect, and it raises the temperature so much that it will melt, literally melt some of that vinyl trim around the door. And sometimes it can make your handle so hot that if you grab it from the other side, you could burn your hand.
Geez, Louise. Well, I hope that helps you out, Ed. You know, there's so many beautiful door choices out there. You're bound to find something that works beautifully for your type of home.
Well, when temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents love to make their way into your cozy home for relief from the chill. Leslie has tips to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's not as easy as hanging a no vacancy sign, but you can make some changes that'll keep mice and critters moving on and away from your house and then searching out that next warm haven, which hopefully is still not your house. Now, mice can squeeze through spaces smaller than a nickel, so you've got to seal any potential entrances to your home with sheet metal, steel wool, or cement. Those expandable foam insulations, they can be gnawed through, so if you take that route, you want to make sure you add some steel wool to the mix so that they can't chew through it. And think about your pets, guys. Your dog and your cat cat, they're not the only animal that's going to come running at the smell of pet food. Wet or dry, it's definitely enticing to rodents, too. I mean, so enticing that they'll chew through heavy-duty food bags for a bite. So you want to make sure you keep dry pet food in sealed metal canisters and rinse out pet food bowls before heading to bed every single night. Go ahead and give your kitchen counters and tables a nice swipe clean every evening. This way you get rid of crumbs and anything that could seem like an outdoor animal's treat. And while it doesn't seem to help their IQ, critters like newspapers and magazines as much as we do. So get rid of stacks of papers and cardboard that mice and rodents can turn into really nice nesting sites. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, but if you keep up these sort of daily routine things, it's definitely going to go a long way to keep those rodents out. So go on, if you want some more advice, to moneypit.com. There you can find some more solutions for all of the areas of your home, inside and out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you've ever had a major storm hit your house, you know that a home, which is generally safe and sound and secure, can pretty much quickly turn into a leaking mess. That's why after the storm passes, it's really important to give your house a very careful inspection. We'll explain what needs to be looked at on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.